Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're tackling something pretty critical for businesses, right?
Definitely.
How do you actually connect with customers meaningfully? I mean, when there's just so much noise out there.
Yeah, at scale too. That's the tricky part.
Exactly. So we've got a bunch of info here on Galabox. It's a WhatsApp business platform that's, well, making some waves.
Right. The promise seems to be using WhatsApp, which everyone uses, to, you know, actually build engagement, not just send messages.
And streamline things for the business itself.
Yeah, streamline operations. They talk about helping everyone from, like, tiny startups to big enterprises.
Turning conversations into actual results. And conversions.
That's the tagline. And they say over 5,000 businesses are using it, which, you know, makes you wonder what they're doing right.
And there's this framework mentioned, SAO.
Uh-huh. Secure, automate, optimize. It's part of GCS technology. Gives you a sense of their, well, their core principles, I suppose.
Okay, so let's unpack that. How do they actually do it? The material points to three main things.
Yeah, three pillars. You've got the WhatsApp chatbot platform, then the broadcast software, and a shared inbox.
Right. Let's start with the chatbots.
Yeah.
Okay, 24/7 availability, that sounds good. But what's the real benefit there beyond just being always on?
Well, being always on is kind of expected now, isn't it? Customers want answers immediately.
True.
But I think the interesting part here is how they make it accessible, this no-code builder thing.
Ah, okay. So you don't need to be a developer.
Exactly. That's huge. It means, like, marketing teams or support teams can actually build and tweak these automated conversations themselves. Think about the speed, the agility you get from that.
Yeah, no waiting for IT.
Right, and then they layer in ChatGPT.
Okay, so that's for making the bot sound smarter, more human.
Pretty much. More human-like, handling more complex questions, maybe resolving things without needing a person to jump in quite so fast. So for you listening, it's about seeing AI not just as deflection, but as augmenting your human team.
Freeing them up for the really tricky stuff.
Precisely. Let the bots handle the routine questions.
That makes a lot of sense. And it also mentions lead qualification bots. So they're not just answering questions, they're scoring leads.
Yeah, basically assessing how good a lead is right there in the chat in real time.
How does that change things for, say, a sales team?
Oh, it's a massive efficiency booster.
Yeah.
Imagine how much time sales folks spend just, you know, sifting through initial messages, trying to figure out who's actually likely to buy.
Yeah, separating the wheat from the chaff.
Exactly. If a bot can do that first pass, that scoring and segmenting, your sales team gets a cleaner list of prospects to focus on. Much higher potential, presumably.
So they can spend their time actually selling to interested people.
Right. It really makes you think, doesn't it? How much time could your sales team save if that initial bit was automated?
Good question.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the one-on-one bot interaction. What about reaching, you know, lots of people, the WhatsApp broadcast software?
Uh-huh. Broadcasts. And they really emphasize smart segmentation.
Claiming it can, like, triple response rates.
Yeah.
That sounds ambitious.
It does. But the logic holds up, I think. It's all about relevance.
Meaning?
Well, we all get spammed constantly, right? Smart segmentation means you're sending messages tailored to specific groups based on what they've bought before or what they've clicked on or just their basic info.
So not just blasting everyone with the same message.
Exactly. It's moving away from that old spray and pray method. It's about sending something that actually resonates with that particular person or group.
Which you assume leads to more people actually paying attention and replying.
That's the idea. More meaningful engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And then to handle those replies, they have reply routing.
Okay. Was that like directing traffic?
Sort of, yeah. Making sure the incoming message goes to the right person or team automatically.
Yeah.
So sales questions go to sales, support issues go to support, keeps things efficient.
Got it. So smart messages go out, replies come in, and they get routed properly. It feels like a complete loop.
It seems designed that way. And there are other features baked in too, like a performance dashboard.
For tracking how the broadcasts are doing.
Yeah, real-time analytics, see what's working, what's not, so you can tweak things. Then there are drip campaigns.
Ah, automated follow-ups.
Exactly. Nurturing leads over time with scheduled messages, you set it up once. And abandoned cart recovery, that's a big one for e-commerce.
Oh yeah, reminding people about what they left in their cart.
Yeah.
Correctly on WhatsApp.
Seems so. Plus, this product catalog messaging, you can apparently show up to 30 products right in the chat. Interactively.
Wow, like a little pop-up shop inside WhatsApp.
Kind of. Makes it super easy for people to browse and maybe even buy without leaving the chat. It's all about reducing friction.
Okay, so you've got bots, you've got broadcasts, but lots of messages are flying around. How do teams actually manage all this without going crazy? That brings us to the shared inbox, right?
Right. The WhatsApp shared inbox. This is crucial for teamwork. The core is multi-agent login.
Meaning, multiple people can use the same WhatsApp number.
Yep. Your whole support team or sales team can access incoming chats from that single official business number. No more passing phones around or using personal WhatsApp accounts.
Which keeps the branding consistent.
Absolutely. And then there's conversation ownership.
So, you know who's handling which chat? Accountability.
Exactly. Clear assignment. Plus, tools to help them work together, like private notes only the team can see.
For context.
Boy.
Like, hey, this customer called yesterday about X.
Precisely. And predefined replies for common questions, pinning important chats. It's all about team efficiency.
And they mentioned a unified view.
Yeah, a full 360-degree history of all chats with a customer, no matter who talked to them before. So anyone can pick up the conversation with full context.
That sounds incredibly useful. Avoids asking the same questions over and over.
Definitely. And finally, they include team performance metrics. Things like how fast your team responds, how quickly issues get resolved.
So managers can see how things are going and where to improve.
Right. It basically professionalizes WhatsApp communication for business use, turns it into a proper channel.
Okay, makes sense. But, you know, businesses use tons of different software. Does Galabox play nice with others? Talk about integrations.
Yeah, that's always a key question. And they seem to cover the main bases. CRMs are listed Zoho CRM, LedSquared, Salesforce.
So WhatsApp chats can link directly to customer records in the CRM.
That's the goal, a complete picture. Then e-commerce platforms like Shopify, WooCommerce, even payment gateways like Razorpay.
Streamlining sales and orders.
Exactly. And automation tools too, Zapier, Moengage, Odoo. This opens up like endless possibilities for connecting WhatsApp triggers to actions in other apps.
Like adding a new WhatsApp lead automatically to your email list via Zapier?
Precisely that kind of thing. They also mention Calendly for booking meetings directly from chat, and importantly, a custom API.
For businesses with unique setups or developers who want to build custom connections.
Yep. It shows they understand that businesses need flexibility. It needs to plug into their existing tech stack, their operational nervous system, if you will.
Okay, good analogy. So we've seen the bits and pieces, the bots, broadcasts, inbox integrations. If we zoom out again, what's the big picture effect of all this power of bots and automation they talk about?
I think the overarching theme is personalization at scale.
Doing personalized stuff for lots of people at once.
Yeah. The AI bots can chat in multiple languages, which is great for global reach. They can break down complex stuff, making it easier for customers to understand.
Right.
And those automated WhatsApp sequences for things like welcoming new customers, sending payment reminders, checking in, it ensures consistency. No leads get forgotten just because someone got busy.
It's about building a smoother, more consistent customer journey.
Exactly. More efficient, more personalized, and less reliant on manual effort for every single interaction.
Okay. Theory is good, but let's make it concrete. The material gives an example. Real estate. How would Galabox work specifically for, say, a real estate agency?
Right. This is a good practical example. Real estate involves a lot of lead follow-up, right?
Oh, yeah. Tons of initial inquiries from ads.
So imagine someone clicks a click to WhatsApp button on a Facebook ad for a property.
Huh?
Galabox can automate that first touch. A bot sends an instant greeting, asks maybe what they're looking for, or provides details on the specific property from the ad.
Instantly. Without an agent needing to see it first.
That's the idea. And it can capture their details and push them straight into the CRM. They mentioned Zoho CRM again here.
So the lead is captured and basic info is shared automatically.
Right. It speeds everything up massively. Then it can automate follow-up reminders if the person doesn't reply. And when a real conversation needs to happen, it routes it to the right agent.
Who then has the initial chat history.
Exactly. Plus, agents can use features like the WhatsApp catalog to visually showcase properties right in the chat.
Instead of sending links or PDFs.
Yeah, more interactive. And they can use those personalized broadcast campaigns to announce new listings or open house dates to specific segments of their contact lists.
So for real estate, it's about automating that top of funnel stuff and making communication smoother all the way through.
Pretty much, freeing up agents to focus on viewings, negotiations, closing deals, the high value stuff.
Okay, that makes the potential impact clearer. Now, does it actually work? What about business impact and success stories? Any proof?
Well, that's always the bottom line, isn't it? The material summarizes the benefits. Simpler workflows, faster sales cycles because of quick replies, better marketing ROI from those targeted broadcasts and cart recovery.
And just a better customer experience overall, presumably?
Yeah, faster, more consistent support. They lean on the over 5,000 businesses number again and mention getting recognized on G2 for being easy to use and having good support. That adds some credibility.
Any specific examples?
They mentioned two case studies, Hug and Qatar Insurance Company. Both apparently saw double-digit improvements in things like conversions, lead gen, and how productive their teams were.
Okay, so tangible results reported in different industries.
Seems so, which suggests the platform is adaptable.
Now, they specifically call out Galabox in the UAE. Why the focus on the United Arab Emirates?
Good question. It likely reflects the huge adoption of WhatsApp for basically everything in the UAE. It's a primary communication channel, personally and for business.
So it's a particularly relevant market for a WhatsApp-based tool.
Exactly, especially in sectors like real estate, which is massive there.
Got it. Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. Based on everything we've looked at today, what's the core value proposition here? What is Galabox fundamentally offering?
I'd say it's really about enabling businesses to connect more deeply with customers using WhatsApp, which is where customers already spend their time.
But doing it smartly.
Yes, smartly and efficiently by automating a lot of the routine communication and workflows. It's about leveraging that platform for real business outcomes, not just chat.
Meeting customers where they are, but in a structured, scalable way.
Well put. That's the essence of it, I think.
Okay. So a final thought for you, our listener. Take a moment and think about your own business, your own interactions. Mm. Where are the bottlenecks? Where do leads fall through the cracks?
Mm.
Could more direct, personalized chats on a platform like WhatsApp, especially when powered by smart automation like we've discussed with Galabox, actually change how you connect? Could it free up your team and maybe drive better results?
Something to definitely consider.
It's worth thinking about where those opportunities for connection and efficiency might be hiding in your current processes. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.